What is going on, my real estate investing friends? I wanted to jump in here and tell you thank you. Thank you so much for listening to the show. I seriously hope that it brings you an insane amount of value in order for you to be able to crush it in your marketing for your active real estate investing business. This show is specifically here to educate real estate investors on amping up their marketing. So more than likely, if you're listening to this show, you are either already an active investor or you're wanting to jump in, you're doing a little bit of educating for yourself. So if you're either of those and you enjoy this show, you're gonna wanna subscribe to the REI Marketing Weekly Email Newsletter. Yes, I know that's a mouthful, but it is totally worth it because that's where this show kind of derived from. And in that newsletter, it's 100% value content and it's got four segments in each newsletter that goes out every single Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time about crushing it in your real estate investing business marketing. We have segments where I myself give a marketing tip. We have a segment for a marketing update or a how-to. So if there's something that's new on like Facebook or a new algorithm for Google or something like that, we talk about that, or there's a new platform that comes out. We also do a lot of how-tos. And then we have a segment specifically for somebody that is in an active real estate investing business, crushing it in some form of their marketing efforts. And that's where this show comes in. So we're literally stripping the audio from that interview and putting it into this show. So there's that segment on the email newsletter. And then there's a segment specifically for a tool or a resource that you're able to use in your marketing. So in order to get to this, go to colormedia.com/subscribe, colored spelled C-U-L-L-E-R. So colormedia.com/subscribe. Make sure that you do that. Do not miss out on it because it's a great newsletter, 100% value. There's no selling in there. And you guys are going to learn so much from that. It's just an extension of this podcast and for you guys to be able to go deeper into your marketing and get all these little tips here and there that are going to help you stand out in your market. So again, thank you so much for listening to this show. Make sure that you share it around with your friends. I seriously appreciate it. If you do, leave a review if you're able to, and then I hope you enjoy. Let's get started with today's Who's Crushing It segment. Let's go. Welcome back to the REI Marketing Weekly. It's your host, Josh Culler with Culler Media and REI.video. And today's episode, I've got a special guest, somebody that I actually look up to very much, Patch Baker with Mobius Media Group. And man, I'm excited to have Patch on the line here. I actually met Patch at a mastermind that I'm a part of with Matt Andrews called the Family Mastermind. Just a massive group of real estate, some of the top real estate influencers and marketers in the entire universe. And Patch is one of those guys that everybody just looks up to and gets the every bit of advice just comes from Patch. And he's such a giver. Just like literally just gives everything away. He even does these weekly calls that maybe Patch, you want to talk about too. But Patch, dude, thanks for jumping on. We've had a couple of goes at this and we're going to make it work. We've had some technical difficulties, but I definitely wanted to have him on the show. So what's going on, man? Thanks for being back on.
Well, thanks for having me, man. Thanks for the intro. I appreciate that.
Yeah, for sure. So I'm actually going to have Patch introduce himself in just a second. But before we get into it, if you guys haven't already, make sure you have subscribed to the show, whether you're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or whatever platform you're listening to, subscribe. If you are on Apple Podcasts, do me a favor, after the show, head back over to the homepage, leave a 5-star review with your thoughts and feedback. I would much appreciate that. And then reach out to me if you have any questions, if you have anybody that you would suggest for the show, or maybe you have questions and want to get in contact and connect with somebody that's been on the show. Josh@colormedia.com is my email address. Reach out to me. And then make sure you are checking out REI.video, a place where you can shoot your own video content, whether that's with your cell phone, camera, over Zoom, or whatever, whether it's testimonials, property walkthroughs, videos for your website, any type of video, you submit it to REI.video. You got a short little web form to select and fill out with all the instructions that you want, whether you want to add titles, video wrappers, music, captions, anything at all. Submit that. You get a 48-hour turnaround time with unlimited revision. So you get exactly what you're looking for. So give it a shot. Use coupon code FIRSTVID at checkout and you get 50% off your first order. And it's a win-win for everybody. You get exactly what you're looking for. So go give it a shot. All right, so today we're going to be talking about the customer journey. So this is something I'm very, very just fascinated with because of how deep actually Patch goes into this. Now, I already have a little bit of a precursor to this and I understand like what's going on because we did record a previous show, but we had some technical difficulties, didn't record right. And so we have to have Patch back on. But this is something I'm extremely excited to talk about because, Patch, as you know, our primary audience that's listening to this, they're active real estate investors. And, you know, they may be entrepreneurs at heart, but maybe not marketers. And so these are things that they don't think about. You know, they want to bootstrap their marketing and you know, make sure that every single dollar is going to something that they understand, but the customer journey is something that they need to understand, even if they are just sending direct mail or text blasting, cold calling, whatever their strategy is to get deals locked down. The customer journey is something you absolutely have to understand. So Patch, I'm going to hand it over to you, let you take over. So do me a favor before we jump into that, introduce yourself. So who you are, what you do, and kind of the origin story of Patch Baker.
Well, it's a long story, but I'll make it brief. So I was in the military a long time, wasn't able to continue after 14 and a half years, and got out and decided I was going to help a buddy of mine create, I was going to sell video and he was going to make videos. Well, long story short, I could sell the videos, but I could never sell more than one because people didn't know what to do with the video once they got it. And it doesn't matter how great a video is. If you put it on a landing page that has no traffic and you put it on a Facebook page that has no traffic, nobody ever sees the video. So I learned really quickly that you also have to teach them what to do with the video. And so I really got, went pretty deep in YouTube and trying to rank videos. And I got really good at it. And then, you know, I started doing the same thing on web pages. And then I kind of dove into Facebook world. And as a military member, I was never allowed to have Facebook or MySpace or any of that kind of stuff. So it was a big leap for me. Like I was just like a lot of people now where I didn't even know where to start. Like, yeah. I didn't even know what was possible. I didn't even know what questions to ask, which makes it really difficult, especially because there's so many people out there that have courses that sound like a good thing. But, you know, if you Google something like how to Facebook, you will get 9,000 pages of the latest, greatest course. All right. Yeah. And I took a bunch of them and they all seemed like they had different information and none of them were really, I don't know, none of them really hit home for me. So I just went to Facebook, I just went and said, "Hey, I'm the best marketer you've never heard of, teach me how to Facebook." And, since then I've really, you know, worked really, really hard, not just in my own craft, but also with other people that are really, really good at what they do. Mm-hmm. We've climbed to the top of the food chain in Facebook, Instagram, YouTube marketing. And it's really cool. I mean, you can really do some creative, cool things. But Facebook is like a scientific calculator. And, you know, there's lots of people that have scientific calculators, but they only use the plus and minus button. But the calculator will do a lot more stuff, right?
Yeah.
And that's kind of the thing. People kind of have this thought that if I put something on Facebook, it instantly turns around money. Well, that's actually not true. Mm-mm. And there's so many people that don't really know how to market on Facebook that are putting out Facebook marketing courses. Because the idea is if you can put a ad on Facebook, you're then a marketer.
Sure.
And that's just not the case.
Yeah.
So what we try to do is we try to show people what is possible and how to get those kinds of things rolling. And then from there you can, you know, kind of keep scaling and learning.
Yeah.
Facebook is not a place where you spend money to get sales. That is like a misnomer. You don't spend money on Facebook ads to get sales. You spend money on Facebook ads to get data. So if you run an ad on Facebook and you make no sales, it's not Facebook's fault. What you should be doing is running ad. It doesn't really even matter. Facebook, Google, you know, YouTube, it doesn't matter. You run ads to get data. if you know how to read the data, you can make incremental changes that then lead to sales.
Yeah.
So if anybody ever comes to me and says, yeah, I tried Facebook ads, my avatar doesn't work.
Yeah.
That's absolutely not true. My business is very different. That's not true. Right. And sometimes I have to like educate them through breaking the idea that your business is different. Your avatar is different. How you conduct your business is different, because that's all just excuses. The true fact of the matter is, if you know how to read the data and you know exactly what you're doing for audiences and segmentation and, you know, trigger points and all that kind of stuff, you could really do some incredible things.
So here's my question then is, because you're absolutely right. I mean, being in this real estate investing industry, the biggest thing that I hear about Facebook ads is like, I come across very few people that actually know how to do it. And then actually, you know, because they know how to do it, it works for them.
Yeah.
But it's extremely common for me to hear that. Like it doesn't work. It doesn't work for my business. And I think, you know, what you said, the point that you made is that like Facebook ads, you don't run it to make sales. You do it for the data. I completely am on board with that, right? Like I'm studying the data, I'm going through it and then reusing that stuff. And I think that's extremely important for people to understand, especially people that are listening to this show that are not marketers. They're real estate investors who they know how to lock up deals. Maybe they're good at sales and they're good at acquisitions and then dispoing the properties that they have, whether it's wholesaling or flicks and flip. But when you're talking about knowing what data to look at, and then what to do with that data, what would you suggest to somebody that's listening to the show, understanding that, you know, these are not marketers. These are people that, you know, that maybe they can't afford to hire somebody to run their Facebook ads. And maybe that's your thought is like, you need to hire somebody because it's going to be worth your time. But what's your suggestion on that? Like to tell people the data to look at and actually what to do with it.
Well, there's two parts to that question. So the first thing is, if you're great at selling in person and you're not great at selling online, it's because you have become a really high-end salesperson in the wrong area for Facebook. So for example, you may be really good when you can read people's facial expressions, you can ask them questions, you can qualify them, you can see when their eyes light up when they walk into that one specific room, and then you know how to build the value in that room, whether, you know, we all know, you know, mama wants a kitchen, so talk a lot about the kitchen, and, you know, dad wants a great backyard and security and all that kind of stuff. And so we know how to play on that, and we know how to build value based off of the interaction that we're getting. Mm-hmm. However, doing interruption marketing, which are ads, when somebody walks into a house or walks into a meeting for a business, you know, some kind of development project or something like that, they know why they're there. So it's very easy for you to start the conversation. When you're doing interruption marketing, which is Facebook and Google, Facebook and YouTube, they're not there to see your product. They're not there to see your service. Mm-hmm. They are on the platform to see, you know,
to consume the content. Yeah.
Puppy dogs and kitty cats and what their neighbor ate for dinner yesterday and all that kind of stuff. So then you pop up in their feed, you have to grab their attention super fast. But the deficiency that you have is that you don't get to converse with them. Mm. It's a one-way conversation. You have to forecast what the questions are and give those answers. Mm. You have to forecast who the avatar is and speak directly to the avatar with no back and forth communication. So that's problem number one.
Yeah.
And then problem number two is a lot of people have been taught about ROAS, return on ad spend, or they worry about ROI, right? Return on investment. And they get so hung up on that, that it leads them in the wrong direction and they quit before they've actually seasoned their pixel or seasoned their audience to get the right people into their, whatever the ascension ladder is, whether that's take this free download, here's this, you know, video on tips and tricks, here's whatever, all the way to a call, all the way to a sale, whatever that looks like. And so they're looking at the wrong numbers. So again, if we're talking about return on ad spend, which is what everybody, every marketer that doesn't know what they're talking about focuses on, you can spend $1 on Facebook and get $3 back. That's a 3-to-1 return on ad spend. The problem with that is every great marketer knows how to manipulate that. So like, let's just say, to make this easy, let's say you're selling a $5 product, right? And your markup is, you know, let's say you buy it for $1 and you sell it for $5. And it costs $2 to serve the ads. So now you're $3 in, and then you get, you know, $5 for every sale. And every couple, you sell 2 instead of 1, right? Then you can make that look like it's a 3-to-1 ROAS all day long, because what we can do is we can remarket to those people and try to get them to buy it again and buy it again, buy it again. And you can manipulate it, right? However, a better question is, how much do I have to spend to get to the goal I want to make, right? So if you say, hey, I want to make $1 million, and I tell you, you have to spend $2 million to get $3 million back, which is $1 million profit.
Yeah.
Are you willing to do it? And if the answer is yes, then you can do really cool stuff.
Yeah.
Can we get the, you know, 7-to-1s, 10-to-1s? Of course we can. But typically you have to spend a lot of time and a lot of money and a lot of energy on content to get those raving fans that then you can release something and they just take, you know, lots and lots and lots of it, and you get those high returns.
Yeah.
So I would say if you're really looking at, if you really want to know the two that I really focus on, it would be cost to acquire a customer and then the lifetime value of a customer. Those are the two that I focus on. Now, ROAS is important if you're just looking at the overall health of a campaign, right? A snapshot. Am I doing okay? Am I in the right ballpark? But just think about this, Josh. So many people, they just crack me up. If you spent $1,000 and you got $1,000 back, which is a 1-to-1 return on ad spend, but you hit 10 million people because your content was really good and it got shared a bunch and, you know, lots of comments and all that kind of stuff, there are people out there that will be mad about that.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. You got 10 million free eyeballs and you're mad that you spent $1,000 and you got $1,000. That's free advertising.
Yeah.
Right. So I think it's just, you know, years and years and years of people that don't know any better saying the wrong thing because it sounds super sexy.
Yeah.
But it's just leading people in the wrong direction. By the way, if you heard it 3 years ago, every quarter is like dog years in Facebook world, right? So like every year that goes by is like 28 years. So if you heard it 3 years ago, that's almost a century ago in Facebook world.
Sure. That, yeah. And there's a lot of things to unpack on that. And I think, you know, everything that you've said is just like gold mine of information. So like one thing that I'm kind of interested in is so you talked about the one-on-one or the one-way conversation, right? When you're running an ad and you're hitting somebody, right? That is beautifully laid out. And I've never really heard it that way. It makes sense, complete sense. And hopefully that makes sense to the people that are listening now. So you're having this one-way conversation through the ad, right? And it's interruption marketing, which, you know, you explain what that is. And so hopefully the audience understands what that is now. And basically you are interrupting what they're going to do and they don't really have a say about it, right? They're scrolling through, they see the ad and all of a sudden it pops up and you're saying you need to catch their attention and then hold that attention in order to get them through the ad. So What is something that a real estate investor can do in order to capitalize, say they're running a Facebook ad, and capitalize on that one-way conversation so that they don't lose, A, they don't lose the target audience and the person that they're hitting with the ad, but then actually like get them into the funnel and move them through the ad to take action on it? Like, what are some things that you would, maybe some important elements inside of the ad or the way they're building it in order to make sure that they're capitalizing on their ad spend?
Yeah. So there's a bunch of things. Let me ask you a question, and the audience can think about this for themselves too, is have you ever seen an ad where you're like, this guy's talking to me, like, shut up and take my money.
Yeah.
That is the product of them really knowing their avatar and then placing that content through interest-based targeting to make it feel like they're talking to you. That's a really high-end ad. So the pitfalls that most people that I see that have ads that are not working, most of the time, it's not based off the product or the service that they're trying to give out or that they have to offer. It's because their explanation is terrible, the presentation is terrible, and there's nothing designed to actually capture attention. So a couple of things. It doesn't matter if you have a product or service. Almost all really high-end ads this week, right, this month, they have, you know, some kind of header at the top. The video is in landscape, and then the words that they're saying at the bottom.
Yeah.
That is the best one, that's the best type of ad that's running right now. And it has been for a little while, but it could change next week.
Right.
You want to say the most powerful thing that you're going to say between the fourth and eighth second of a video, and then say it again about, you know, 30 seconds in or so.
Do you think a good way to do that is to ask a question? Is that like the best way to, like, so are you going through pre-foreclosure? And then you get into the ad. It's like, is that the best way to do it?
So remember, the reason why we try to shoot for that power sentence or power play at 4 to 8 seconds is because when you're scrolling through Facebook, we'll just use Facebook for example. If you're scrolling through Facebook, their sound is off. They have to see something and then turn the sound on, and that takes about 4 seconds, and you want that power sentence to happen. So it's that nuance of the platform that we're trying to capitalize on. Sure. And then you want to say it again about 30 seconds in. Most ads are between, you know, 30 seconds and 45 seconds long. So you have to be really, really clear on what you're saying. The trick really is, and again, this is just it's a guide point. It's not the clear law, but if you talk like you're talking to a 13-year-old boy, not 13-year-old girl, 13-year-old boy, no matter what the product is, it could be makeup.
Yeah.
13-year-old boy. If you talk like you're talking to a 13-year-old boy, most of the time you're going to hit the high audience and the low audience of what you have. High and low in marketing terms means high, they already understand your product, you don't have to explain it. Low means they don't understand anything about your product, you have to explain it. So if you talk to a 13-year-old boy, you don't use multi-syllable words if you don't have to. You don't use contractions if you don't have to. You speak in a clear, concise manner, like, you know, you're explaining it to the first time for a 13-year-old boy. I promise you. Even the high-end people that have good understanding of your product or service, they're still going to get the message, and it should be clear for everybody.
Sure.
That is probably one of the most important things. The other thing, the third thing would be, you have to be way more animated on video than you would be in person. So I've done videos for so long that the way that I speak on camera is very different than if you are standing in front of me. If you were standing in front of me and I moved my hands and I moved around a lot, you'd probably be flinching so that you didn't get hit, right?
Yeah.
But on video, if you're already a calm person, it's going to take you even more calm. If you're an amped up person, it's still going to take the edge off. So you have to be way more animated than you normally would be in order to have that, you know, connection type thing and get people to go, hey, what's going on over there? Mm-hmm. You know?
Well, body language is another form of communication with people.
And remember, I mean, we're all predators. So our eyes are, you know, we can't even help it. Subconsciously, if I see something out of the corner of my eye, I'm going to look that way. I can't I can't even help it. I'm going to try to identify what that is.
That's a good point.
The more movement and the more, you know, in your face you can be with the camera, the better off you're going to be, because people's eyes will jump to it. That's why lifestyle shot type videos and ads perform the best. You know, bike riding across the screen. Just start paying attention to commercials on TV. What do they always do? They're flying things in from the left and right. They're moving things around. There's lifestyle shots. There's people smiling. There's people looking directly at the camera and people not looking directly at the camera. All that kind of stuff is working your predatory sensory, you know, mode to focus on that content. And when you do that, what happens is you capture their attention before they really even understand that you've done that.
Yeah.
And that is part of inception marketing.
That is the
highest level of marketing.
Yeah. That is so deep. I love that though. That's all stuff that, like, the way you explain it is at that 13-year-old boy level, because like people need to understand this stuff. And I'm glad you brought up the whole body language thing. 'Cause you know, I shoot videos with active investors pretty regularly. And I always tell them, like, I need you to be a lot more animated. So, you know, I've come across many, and most of these guys, they've never been on camera before. They don't know how to act. And so I prep them. I do a lot of like work to actually get them ready for it. And one of the biggest things I tell them is body language, like making sure that you're being animated enough to capture attention and not being boring, because whether your personality is boring or not, you can't just be that way. Because that's who you are, right? In quotation marks, that's who I am. That you can't be that way if you want to actually get a well-performing ad, or well-performing, not just ad, but piece of content in general. So I'm going to have you back. We're going to talk about inception marketing, because that is something that like is extremely fascinating to me, something I'm digging into a lot right now. Actually just talked to our good buddy, Nick Coates, about inception marketing inside of YouTube itself. And it just had some outstanding things to say. So we're going to have to wrap this up, man. We could go for forever, but we just can't. So we'll have to get you on to another episode, and we're not going to have any more technical issues with that, because this one's gone well. But dude, thanks so much for sharing everything that you have, just a goldmine of information. And we're going to make sure that we have detailed show notes for you guys to be able to check out on the website, so that you get all the points that Patch hit inside of this. So Patch, if somebody wanted to connect with you, learn more about the things that you got going on, I don't know if you want to talk about your weekly call and how people could sign up for that, because that's something I do jump on as often as I can. And man, the information that you give there is just incredible. So best way for people to connect with you and learn more about what you got going on.
Yeah. Patchbaker.com is probably the easiest. And then you can also click on the challenge tab, and come over to the Mobius group, which is a Facebook group. We meet, every Thursday night. And we just try to we try to help people, you know, get their funnels working and really understand customer journey and ascension ladders and, mm-hmm. you know, how to properly form and structure, campaigns to where you do get data back, and you do understand what to do with that to make some sales.
And you guys cover a pretty vast amount, or a vast majority of like marketing. And I like how deep you go into a specific topic, and you're not just trying to like umbrella cover everything. So you guys go pretty niche and specific into topics. And I think that's extremely well done, especially the guests that you get on the actual calls are really, really, really good. So Patch, dude, I appreciate it, guys. The website for Patch is going to be linked below. So make sure you do check that out. Give him a shout, go follow him, go to his website and check out everything that he's got going on. I think that Patch, just about anything he touched turns into gold. So, so one last thing before I let you go here, what was the number, for Facebook ad spend that you've done? Let's just say a lifetime. Like, I know it's a crazy number.
Yeah, it's way up there, bro.
Is that something we can't talk about on air?
It's way up there.
It's way up there. Okay. So anyway, guys, thank you so much, Patch, for being on the show, man. I look forward to having you back again soon.
Thanks, bro.
All right, guys, that's going to do it for today's episode. Again, if you haven't already, make sure you have subscribed to the show. If you're on Apple Podcasts, right now is the time to head back over to the homepage of this show. Leave me a 5-star review with your feedback. I would much appreciate that. And then also make sure you are checking out rei.video, place where you can film your own video content, submit it on over. We'll get it edited, do the heavy lifting for you. 48-hour turnaround time with unlimited revisions, so you get exactly what you're looking for. Use coupon code FIRSTVID at checkout for 50% off your first order. And it's a win-win. You guys are going to get exactly what you want, and we're going to get you a really well-done video. All right, so that's going to do it for today's episode. Thank you so much for joining in and listening today, and we'll catch you guys on the next one. See you later.